This is Ed Serwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics with the weekly boxed beef trade recap for week ending October 19th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 218.04, and that was $2.38 higher compared to the previous Friday. And it still continues well over last year, when the same day last year was 207.93, and that was $5 higher that week last year. And the daily choice loin primal was 2 higher by Friday, and the rib primal was over 10 higher than the previous Friday, and that's now 6 weeks in a row of increases for the rib primal. And there were 639 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, and that was about 9% of the total sales. And the weekly average choice cutout that includes all the different types of sales, it was 214.0, and that was $3.28 higher, and helped again by the rib price increases. And there were 7,037 total loads sold for the week, and that was 176 loads lower than the previous week. But anytime the weekly sales are over 7,000 loads, that's always great. And the upfront sales, which get delivered after 3 weeks, they were 1,508 loads, and that was 232 loads lower than last week. However, it did include over 300 loads of longer-term forward contracts again this week. And the exports, as reported on this box beef report, were 926 loads, and that was 19 loads higher than the previous week. And 145 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 781 loads were being shipped overseas. And the formula sales, they were 3,657 loads, and that was 100 loads higher than last week, and about 52% of the total loads sold for the week. And again, the formula sales this week included over 2 million pounds of choice rib products again this week. And taking a look at the major primal cuts, the weekly average choice rib primal was 15 higher, and no doubt helped out by those formula sales again, along with increasing prices on the daily rib primal. And the weekly average loin primal was 5 higher. And the weekly average choice chuck and round primals were both really close to steady, but just a little better. And that daily cow cutout ended the week on Friday $1.89 lower at 169.85. And those 90% trimmings were 216.37 on Friday, and that was $4.08 lower compared to the previous Friday. But the same day last year, it was only 187.89, so quite a bit higher yet. And the latest report of imported meat passed for entry in the U.S. for week ending October 12th. It showed 18,288 metric tons of fresh beef, and that was only about 100 metric tons higher than the previous week. And the year-to-date total for the imports is 3% higher than last year. And looking at the top four countries' year-to-date totals, Australia was 6% higher, Canada was 15% higher, Mexico was 14% higher, and New Zealand is still 29% lower. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with CZ Cattle Market Analytics, LLC, in Amarillo, Texas.